Hello, the 5 minutes to Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 174. So we are on Psalm 91, verse 9, 10, and we personalize it. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. What happens? There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Say amen. Say amen again. Oh, there shall no evil befall you, because the Most High is your refuge and your habitation. And in fact, we said that, realize that the refuge and the habitation is the same word. Because when you look at the Hebrew word for habitation, it is mowen. Mawen, so M-A-U, that's how you pronounce it, M-A-W-E-E-N, but the real spelling is M-A-I-Y-N, Mawen, and it means an abode of God, a tabernacle or a temple. When you talk about men, it's a man, a home, and then animals, their lair, hence a retreat or asylum, okay? Then dwelling place, habitation. So this is what God is saying, that when you make the Most High, which is your refuge, you make him your refuge again, your habitation, your dwelling place, your lair, if you're an animal, a man, your home, and then God, tabernacle, he says you are truly secured. I like the way Ephesians chapter 1 puts it. You know, Paul prayed a prayer for the Ephesian church in Ephesus, and he said, I pray for you that your eyes will be open to see what Jesus has already done for you. So he says that from verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance of the saints, and what's the exceeding greatness of his power towards you, what as a world who believes. Then he says, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Then he says, far above all principality. The far above there, he's talking about the position, your position in Christ, that right now Christ has put you far above. It means far superior to every principality and power and devil and demon, and including the witches in your family or extended family, or whoever says the witch, or whoever says he's doing incantations, whoever says he's offering making sacrifices, has been calling your name, or whatever they are doing. God says you are far superior in Christ. You are far superior. Oh, hallelujah. So why won't Moses make him his refuge? Why wouldn't he say that he's my habitation? Why wouldn't he say that this is where I live? Oh, hallelujah. So in the next episode, I'll be talking about where you live, or where Christ lives. Because that habitation in the old covenant, I mean, that is what you have to make the Most High your habitation. But in the new covenant, something more has happened there. So I will talk about that, and then I will talk about when God becomes your habitation, and then when God also takes you, the man, as his habitation. Oh, it's a blessing. So when I was quoting Ephesians 1, it's because I've been saying it. So I went on very fast, but please forgive me. It's my spirit. So it was just flowing. It was just flowing. You're blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing. Definitely, you are blessed to be a blessing. There's somebody that you can also be a blessing to. Share this link with somebody else to also listen and be blessed, if it's blessing you. Okay, bye.